in 34. Look at the message that Peter preached to the Gentiles. Verse 34 says, if you all have your Bibles, Acts 10 verse 34 said, and Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Is accepted with him. The words which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Lord of all. That word I say, you know. Ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and begun from Galilee after the baptism of which John preached. Our God, here's the message. Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God, that's the Father, God was with him. Amen. And we are witnesses of all these things. I'm showing you the message that went to the Gentiles. Peter, the door was open, and he preached this message to the Gentiles. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. The same Jesus now, the same Jesus. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Not to all the people. Everybody did not see him. But there was a select group that saw him after his resurrection. He says that, and not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God. Notice, unto witnesses chosen before of God. That means, you understand what it means? There were witnesses chosen before of God from everlasting to witness the death, burial, and more so the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They were chosen before. See how wonderful God is? Even to us, who did believe and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which were ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead, the living and the dead. There's a wonderful lesson right there, but let's go on. To give him all, and to him give all the prophets witness. That's everywhere you go in the scripture, you can find this witness. That through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, notice, didn't touch them. Didn't lay hands on anybody yet. But while he spake these words, something happened. The Holy Spirit fell on all them which heard the word. They were baptized with the Holy Spirit. And they of the circumcision which believed were shocked, astonished. and as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles, underline that, also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them, listen, they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry there certain days. That's wonderful scripture, isn't it? Wonderful, beautiful scripture. How the Gentiles came in and received Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior. Now, of course, after that, there were disputes in Jerusalem about the Gentiles coming into the covenant promises of God. But in chapter 15, go to Acts chapter 15, verse 7. You can read the whole chapter for yourself. And when, verse 7, is it?
Yes.
And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago, God made choice among us that the Gentiles, by my mouth, should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, underline that, that's powerful. Nobody can fool God. You cannot fool God. He knows your heart. Man look on the outside, but God looks on the inside. But it says, and God, which knoweth their hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. That's how you get your hearts purified. By faith. What is faith? By believing, by trusting God. When you believe and you trust God, there's a purifying process of sanctification is going on in your spirit, in your heart. Faith. It takes faith to please God. And verse 10 says, now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the necks of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe, that's verse 11, isn't it? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Then all the multitudes kept silent and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles. Remember, the gospel was now among the Gentiles. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon had declared how God at the first did visit, underline that, did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. Hold that in your mind. He visited the Gentiles to take out of the Gentiles a people for his name. But, and to this agree, the words of the prophet. Now remember, visit. If someone visits you, then they're going to go back from where they came from. Now God, the gospel, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, came from the Jews to the Gentiles. Now when the dispensation of the Gentiles is closed, then it goes back to the Jews or Israel. So that's what it's saying right here. And to disagree the word of the prophets, verse 15, as it is written, it's in scripture, after this, I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down. And I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord. Now what he's showing you, that at the close of the Gentile age, and there's a scripture in Romans, is it 11 or 9? We'll get to that. And the Gentile age will come to an end. Now when the Gentile age come to an end, God is going to return and rebuild again the tabernacle of David, which is falling down. And this powerful scripture here to see the order of God and what God is doing. Unless you know the order of God, you will just go blind. But after this, verse 16, I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, establish it. Now, I'll go to, as soon as I'm finished, go to Amos 9, 11. We'll come to that. Let's go to Amos right here so you can put scriptures to scriptures. Amos 9, and then we'll come back to verse 17. In Amos 9, anyone find it? In Amos 9, A-M-O-S 9, and I think it's is verse 11. Amos 9, verse 11 says, let's read. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is falling down. We were just reading about it. It was prophesied in the Old Testament. He will raise up or rebuild the tabernacle of David that is falling down and close up the breaches thereof. See, that breach, that the times when he went to the Gentiles, the gospel went to the Gentiles, God's going to close up the breaches thereof. And I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen which are called by my name. Notice, all the heathen which are called by my name. We read that in Acts, to take other people for his name, which are called by my name, which are called by my name, said the Lord, that doeth this. Who's going to do it? So all that we're reading, the times of the Gentile, dispensation of Gentiles, only God can do it. Verse 13. And then it goes on in the kingdom. The close of the Gentile age restore the Israelites or Israel and then we are the return of the Lord, second advent, and then the earth will be under the reign of Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I just continue in the Amos a little bit. Then I talk. What verse 14 says? Behold, the days come, and I will bring, behold, the days come, 13, said the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reapers and the treaders of grapes, him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. This is the establishment of the millennium kingdom, right at the close of the Gentile age. It shows you what God is doing. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel. They're scattered abroad. They're in captivity right now. But they're going to be restored. And they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruits of them. And I will plant them upon, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their lands, which I have given them, said the Lord. When he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Back to Acts now. Are you following me? 15 verse 17 says, he's going to return and rebuild the tabernacle of David. Amos, we just read that. Yeah. That the residue, verse 16, but the, verse 17, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, said the Lord, who doeth all these things. I mean, just like what Amos said is a follow-up. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world, from the foundation of the world. He knows it. Wherefore my sentence is that he troubled not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that he write unto them that they abstain from pollution of idols, and from fornications, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses of old time, at in every city, them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. Then it goes on, then please it the apostles and elders with the old church, then they send certain men, Paul and Barnabas, and they went as far as Antioch and so on. Okay. Then in the letter was, it gives you what was written in the letter. Go down to verse 28. For it seems good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from meat offered to idols, and from blood, from things strangled, from fornication, from which if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. That was the letter that day at sent to the Gentiles. Now, so the Gentiles were brought in to the gospel, and we've had it, and it was a mystery. It was a mystery hidden in Ephesians, Colossians, even in Romans from before the foundation of the world. But in, go to Romans, I gave you Romans, was it 11? Romans 11, and go there to verse, and this is a powerful chapter. It is really a powerful chapter. All the Gentiles came in. Chapter what?
11.
Chapter 11, verse 12. Let me see what I need there. Romans 11,
yeah.
Verse. Now I just want a part of it, because I could read the whole chapter, but I want to go on to something else. Okay, let me read verse 9. And David said, that's when the, let me back up so you can understand. Let me read from verse 1, the gospel going to the Gentiles. I say then, had God cast away his people? God forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham of the tribe of Benjamin. God had not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot he not that the scripture said of Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, verse 3, Lord, they have kill there thy prophets and dig down thine altar, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what said this the answer of God unto him? You can read that in the Old Testament, in the Kings. I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knees to the image of Baal. Even so, then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, if it's by grace, and it is by grace, then is it no more works? That's where the Jews missed it. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace? Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Script question. Israel had not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election had obtained it, and the rest is what happened. The rest were blinded because they had no faith. According as it is written, God had given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David said, let their tables be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their backs always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? That means forever. God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation came or come to the Gentiles for the reason why we have it, to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world and the diminishing of them, the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you, verse 13, I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I might provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting, if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be? But life. That's the establishment of the kingdom. The second coming of Jesus Christ. The seventh, our last trump. But life from the dead. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive, that's the Gentiles. Here's what happened. We were grafted in. We were the wild one, and we were grafted into the true. Thou being a wild olive, wert grafted among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree. See, because Jesus is the root. Boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, look at the argument. Look at the argument. Well, because of unbelief, while they were broken off, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith. You see, it's not your free will. The Gentiles has no free will. Not the Jews has no free will. And if we were grafted into the true olive, how could we have a free will? Because those of you that know something about what? Graft and grafting? You know the process. And we could not do it. No one could do it but Jesus Christ. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith. So don't be high-minded. But fear. Reverence, respect. For if God spared not the natural branch, Israel, take heed lest he also spare not thee, the wild olive. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell, severity, but towards thee, goodness, if thou continues in his goodness. Otherwise, just like the branches that was broken off, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able. You ought to shout that out. For God is able to graft them in again. Amen. God, for if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery. Here's a mystery on a line. I want you to be in word that word, this mystery. Lest ye should be wise in your own conceit that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness. How long? Blindness is happened in part is happened to Israel until, remember the visit? When the visit is over, he visits the Gentiles to take a people out for his name. And after this, he will return and rebuild again the tabernacle of David. So here it tells us, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. You're following today. Is that all? And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer and turn away ungodliness from Jacob. The deliverer is Jesus. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. He's going to wash their sins away. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God had concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, come on. You ought to lift your hands up and say, oh, the depth. If you're focusing, you ought to lift up the depths and the riches. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. I can't figure it out. It's too awesome. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For whom, who hath known the mind of the Lord, or had been his counselor, or who had first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him, notice, not your free will, but it's about him. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, not by might, not by power, but by spirit. It's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. For of him, and through him, and to him. Nothing, hold on, nothing of us. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. All you could do is to present your bodies a living sacrifice. Said, read it again. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. That's Romans 11. Okay, Romans 9 deals with the election that we were dealing with also. But let me hold that and go on to something else. Because let me go back into the Old Testament. The prophecies in Isaiah chapter 11. Let's start at verse 1. Isaiah 11. Are you following? Yes. Beautiful lesson. Yes. Are you getting it? Yes. Let me start at verse 1. Let's read. And there shall come forth a rod of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. This is Jesus Christ. The Spirit of wisdom, understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither shall reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Next verse. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reign. The wolf, this is the advent, that's the close of the Gentile age. The second advent of Jesus Christ come right after a new dispensation. In Daniel, that little stone that you know of the mountain when smote the feet of iron and clay, that's human government. All the way from Babylon down to us. And the image of man's government, was blown away. And that little stone remained and became a great mountain where the wolf, you see the change? The lions, the earth yielding its increase. So here, and the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. Hallelujah. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hands on the cockatrice den. Look at the kingdom, what's happening after the Gentile age is over. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountains. That's the kingdom. That is the little stone that's hewn out of the mountain without hand. For the earth, hallelujah, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse. You need to shout right here now. Which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek. To who? To it shall the Gentiles seek. And his rest shall be glorious. Remember now, he returns and rebuilds the tabernacle of David, which was torn down, that the residue of men might seek. The Gentiles are still reaching out. But now Christ returns and takes over the tabernacle, and he's the one that's rebuilding. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people. At the first advent, they were scattered. Which shall be left from Syria, Egypt, Patmos, and from Cush, and Elam, and Shinar, and from Amath, and from the islands of the sea. Thank God for Jamaica. Even the islands of the sea. Philippines has over 7,000. Thank God. And he shall set up an ensign. Next verse. And he shall set up an ensign for the nation, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Now notice here, he sets up an ensign for, that's like a flag, a standard. And for the, it won't be the flag of this nation or the flag of any nations. But the flag, remember Solomon says, Solomon described this flag. He brought me to his banqueting house, and his banner over me is love. See, that's the banner that will be set up over all nations, where nations will not fight or war anymore, but are the lions or will eat the lambs. But just the peace of God and the knowledge of God will cover the earth as the water cover the sea. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Right now, many people don't know that right after the days of Solomon's reign in Rehoboam's kingdom, Israel was divided. 10 tribes went to Israel under Rehoboam, and 2, Judah and Benjamin, went to, 10 tribes went to Jeroboam, and 2 tribes went to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, right? Now, they have been divided ever since then. But now they're going to be restored. And Ephraim represented the bigger part, Israel, shall depart. And the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines towards the west. They shall spoil them of the east. They shall lay their hands upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. Next verse, is it? And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian seas. Because the sea is going to restore to the nations a pure language. And with his mighty wind shall he shake his hands over the river, like he did with Moses. That's the wind that they heard on Pentecost, like the sound of a mighty rushing wind. Because people will be receiving the Holy Spirit all over the place during the millennium. And they shall smite it in the 7 streams and make men go over a dry shod. And there shall be, hallelujah, an highway for the remnant of his people. That's Christ. He's the way, the highway, the holy way, the holy highway. Which shall be left from Assyria? They'll find their way to God, to Israel, to Jesus. Like as it were, it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. God guided them. And God helped them. Next verse. That's the last verse? Okay, see. So God brought them up. But are you following now? Now, the prophecy went to remember how the Lord warned and told the Jews that they would have missed it in Luke, let me see now, 13th chapter of Luke, verse 20. Let's go to Luke now and chapter 13, verse, read at verse 20. Luke chapter 13, verse 20. And again he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures, and Athmeel, and that woman is the church. Amen. Till the whole be leavened. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, this is what you have to do, labor or strive to enter into the straight gate. And Jesus Christ is the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. There's going to be a time when many will try to enter in, but it will be late because the door will be closed. When once the master of the house is risen up, that's the second advent, and had shut the door to the door like the foolish virgins, and he began to stand without and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall he begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping, gnashing of teeth, when he shall, here's what's going on, when he shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself trust out. Did you know that this scripture is being fulfilled even now? Because if you back up, where the Gentiles will be coming from the east. Is it the next verse up? They'll come from the east. Is this going on right now? All over the world? And from the west. And from the north. And from the south. From the four corners. Do you remember the sheet in Acts chapter 10 that was let down? Love with all manner. That was from the four corners of the world. East, west, north and south. It was knitted at the four corners. The love of God. And the wild beasts, as it were, the Gentiles, the creeping things, would be coming where? To the kingdom. And they're coming in right now, all over. This scripture is being fulfilled right now. I mean, it started, begun from the days of Cornelius, and it's going on now, and it will continue until the times of restitution of all things, when he will send Jesus Christ at the second advent, and he will restore the tabernacle of David that is torn down. It's called the times of refreshing, when the wind and the life of God will blow upon the earth, and Christ will become King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Is there another scripture? 30, and behold, there are last which shall be first, and there first which shall be last. Not a verse? Okay, we'll stop right there then, and we'll go on to another lesson. So here the Gentiles ought to be brought in. And they've been brought in for over 2,000 years almost now. They've been in. From the east, the west, the north, the south. But when the times, we read it, the times of the Gentiles come to an end, because he's visiting the Gentiles to take a people out of him for his name. Then he's to return and rebuild the tabernacle of David, and Israel will be restored. There'll not be two nations anymore, but there'll be one nation in the hand of the Messiah, in the hand of God. Powerful, isn't it?
Yes.
It shows you how beautiful the order and the plan of God, God is, and what God is doing for us. Now, let me go here to go. We had it last week in Romans, the 15th chapter. In Romans chapter 15, we had that last week about the Gentiles. Read verse 9 quickly. Romans 15 and verse 9. And that the Gentiles might glorify. Let me read. I want to read. Yes, let me stay at verse 9 for time. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercies. As it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again, next verse, and again he said, rejoice ye Gentiles. Notice, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse. We had that in Isaiah 11. And he shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. Second Advent. In him, hallelujah, by faith and not by works, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Do you trust him today?
Amen.
Yes. Have you put your trust in the Lord? Trust in the Lord with all your might. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that he may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. You see how we're following the Gentiles and what God has done before ordained, as many as were ordained to eternal life, they believe. Now in Acts the 28th chapter, go to Acts quickly, the 28th chapter, where Paul, when the gospel was rejected by the Jews, Israel, and it went to the Gentiles. Acts going on to the down to the last. Acts 20. Verse 23. Okay, and when they had appointed, verse, read on. And when they had appointed, when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging. He was under house arrest, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. Do you understand it takes time to get the word of God? You don't run in and run out and you skip. You take get one little bit here and you skip. And you miss. That's not the way it works. You're going to miss God. You get a little piece here and you go on and get a little piece here. You've got to be steadfast. Unmovable. If there's something that can move you, you'll never find your position in God. Now it says, And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses, next verse, and out of the prophets from morning till evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some did not believe. Do you understand? That's how it goes. Some is going to believe, and you sit there in unbelief. Some is not going to believe. But I want to be among those who believed. I don't want to be among those who sit there and unbelief. You fight the word of God because of unbelief. And when they agreed, not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost to Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, go unto these people, and it's in the Isaiah again, that scripture, I think it's chapter 6, and say, hearing you will hear and shall not understand. No, that's why you need to pray for understanding. And seeing, you shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Next, is there another verse? Be known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent. There it is. That's why we receive it. It's sent. That's when he visits the Gentile. It's sent to the Gentiles. Okay? The salvation of God is sent to the Gentiles. And they that will, and that they will hear it. See, they will hear it until coming that period of when the gospel is going to go back to Israel. But during the times of the Gentiles, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, they will see and understand, because the eyes are open, the ears are open, and the heart is not fat, but they're humble, right? Okay. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasoning among themselves. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented hired house and received all that came in unto him. Preaching the kingdom of God. Remember, Jesus said that you'll see Abraham and Isaac in the kingdom, Jacob. And they'll be coming from the east, west, north, and south. But you yourself trust out. Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence. No man forbidding him. He wasn't in a church. He was in a house arrest. But people would go in. And he would preach the kingdom of God to them. What a wonderful message. Now, how much time do I have? The gospel was sent to the Gentiles. But now it's to return to the Jews. That does not mean that Gentiles will still not be saved. Okay? Gentiles will still be saved. But the dispensation will close of the Gentile age, and the gospel will return to Israel, to the Jews, and they will become one nation. Amen? Amen. And the Gentiles will lord it with his people. Amen. And at this time, the earth, when Christ returned, Psalm 67, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God, and the people will be praising him in Psalm 67, start at verse verse 1, Psalm 67, verse 1, quickly. God, verse 1, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Notice there, God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that they may be, that thy ways may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Now here's what's happening now. The restoration of Israel and the Gentiles. The kingdom is being established. Tabernacle of David is being rebuilt. Because the tabernacle of David is not a building, but it's an order. The order of Melchizedek. King priests. It's an order of king priests. Where Jesus Christ is king priest. And we also will be king priests with him. Then here's what's going to happen now. Let the people praise thee. Oh God. Too fast. Let the people praise thee. Let the people praise thee. Oh God. Let all the people praise you. How many? Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the people praise thee. Let all the people praise thee. Then it goes on. Verse. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Where? When will that be? When Christ returns. At the second advent. Let the people praise thee. Do you see what's going to happen? Oh God, let all the people praise thee. And what's going to happen? You begin to do that in your life. Begin to praise him. But we leave him out. And we try to make it all by ourselves. But you begin to serve him and praise him. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Who? God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. Amen. All the ends of the earth.
God shall bless us.
God shall bless us.
And all the ends of the earth shall fear him.
You all did not take off clothes. You didn't take off the cover of that thing. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Amen.